This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
City, damn glad to have you here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well.
I am so excited for this today.
Okay. He was quiet the entire break. Not a peep.
I am so excited
for the Richard of the
Yes.
Week.
You've been holding this in.
I've been holding this one in since about 5 o'clock this morning when I saw this story.
It's like a good fart.
I am so excited about this one. All right. I can't wait.
Tee him up, Mac.
Let's do it.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
That's right. 9 o'clock on a Friday. Richard of the Week brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. Proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories. And the best part, zero bubbles. Bob, let it out, bud.
All right. My Richard of the Week, Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, God. Oh, all right.
Again?
Yeah, exactly.
He's back. Guy's a Hall of Famer of Richard of the Week for one Bob Fesco.
He's claiming he fixed Caitlin Clark. Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Wow. Said she had a flaw in her shot, and he noticed it and fixed it, and that's why she's dominating in the WNBA.
Has she credited him for this?
I don't think so, okay. No.
I'm speechless. What about Steph Curry, Doug?
Yeah.
Get with him?
He fixed Caitlin Clark's shot, and that's why she's successful. And the WNBA is one
That's right. Gottlieb? He fixed her shot. Yeah. He was on Dan Patrick yesterday, recognized a flaw, fixed her shot, to which Dan Patrick says, has she thanked you yet, Doug? No, Gottlieb replied, for going on another tangent about how Caitlin Clark's boyfriend's dad recruited him to Notre Dame, and he's like a second father to him, so it's all good. He even threw in a late jab at another well-accomplished basketball player, LeBron James, calling him insecure just for good measure.
This is awesome. Mm. I don't think Serena could serve until Doug got with her either. So
right.
Yep.
So Doug Gottlieb, claiming Caitlin Clark had a flaw in her shooting mechanics she needed to fix in order to succeed in the WNBA. She fixed it, and that's why Caitlin Clark is good.
Mm.
Way to go, Doug. That's unbelievable. Dusty, you want to go next?
I mean, I can't. It's tough to follow up.
It's tough
up,
to top,
man.
You can't be more of a Richard than that. That's crazy.
Yeah, he also helped Barry Bonds start hit home runs.
Yep, 100%.
He got Shaquille O'Neal to start shooting free throws at a better rate.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
The article does point out, which is very nice on brobible.com, that, reminder, Doug Gottlieb was a 45.7% free throw shooter in college. Caitlin Clark shot 90.6% at the free throw line in her first year with the Indiana Fever.
Huh. Good for Doug.
You know, Cags just got moved to outfield, I'm sure. He just called Doug, I'm sure.
I don't want to get my mic faded off again.
You're right.
Somebody's like, are we going to talk about Jack Caglione playing right field? I said, I did, and then Mac faded my mic down.
Sorry, man.
I guess there's other fish to fry today.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. Somebody says from the 913, maybe Doug should try with his own trash-ass team.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Maybe the Royals should bring him in here, and hey, you could fix the hitting.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, people say that you fixed Nick Prado's swing.
Well, I mean, see ball, hit ball. It's not that hard. I had a guy at the J yesterday, 2 days ago. Tell me, he goes, you know, older guy, obviously. He goes, when I was growing up and playing baseball, you know, maybe the Royals could try this. We used to time the pitcher from the on deck circle. I said, I'll pass that along. I sent it to Vern. I don't know that he shared the information with the players, but. Hey, everybody's trying to help, man.
Hey,
everybody's just trying to help.
Love it.
Looking for answers. It takes a village, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I appreciate any kind of input we can get.
Doug Gottlieb also helped Chuck Norris with his leg kicks. Doug Gottlieb helped Dan Kilgore be able to practice.
I like that. That's good. A good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my Rich of the Week is a combo of the Cleveland Browns and the comparisons of the NFL. My man Cam Ward went number one in the draft last night. Nobody realized it. With the first pick of the 2025 NFL draft in the future of the Tennessee Titans, Cam Ward. You know, here's Patrick Mahomes and here's Cam Ward.
The fact right, that they did that right away.
Right, I mean, out of the chute.
I mean, come on.
And then right after that, the Cleveland Browns have traded out of the second pick with the Jacksonville Jaguars with a haul of a trade. And here comes Travis Hunter. You're like, Cam Ward, there you go. So kind of like, you know, sarcastic Richard, but it was just like, here's this kid who's lived his whole life to be an NFL player to possibly one day be the number one overall pick in the draft. And right when you get drafted, you're compared to maybe the greatest quarterback talent we've ever seen, who's won 3 Super Bowls and 2 MVPs, to immediately be just brushed under the door to, here's one of the biggest trades of the draft so far, the Cleveland Browns and Jags, and here's the pick, and not a peep of Cam Ward the rest of the night.
Not the rest of the night. You saw nothing about Cam Ward, because he's not going to be that good in the NFL, and they know that's not really, like, everybody knew he was going to, what's the intrigue there, right? The intrigue is not there. The intrigue was, oh, there's a trade. What do people get excited about? We love the rumor section, right? We love the gossip page. We love all that kind of stuff. Trades or gossip or rumors. And as soon as that trade went down, yeah, we knew this guy was going to be pick number one. He'll probably be an afterthought in 2 years anyway. Now we've got a trade. What are they going to do? Who's moving up? Who's moving back? What do they give up? Who are they going to get? It just takes on a life of its own, man. It's just, that's just the way that it is. And so, I mean, seeing Travis Hunter get drafted and the excitement that he had. Yeah,
awesome.
Sorry, man, Cam Ward. Nobody knows who you are anymore because everything that went on afterwards.
Do you want some more Doug Gottlieb?
Yes.
It's taking over the text.
Yeah, good. I hope it does. I hope you guys have a party with this.
913-586-7965. Bob's Rich of the Week was Doug Gottlieb because he said he helped Caitlin Clark fix her shot. Doug Gottlieb helped Frank White in succeeding the city government. From the 816, Doug Gottlieb held the paint tray for Da Vinci as he painted the Sistine Chapel.
That's a great one right there. I love that one.
Yeah. I heard Doug Gottlieb helped Alex Ovechkin with his one-timer. And then wait a second, from the 785. We're talking about Doug Gottlieb, who went 4-28 as a head coach of men's basketball.
That's right. Yeah, that guy. I mean, talk about the balls on somebody to get out there and say, and to take claim on a national radio show like Dan Patrick, that you fixed Caitlin Clark's shot. I didn't know her shot needed to be fixed.
Somebody says, I wish Doug Gottlieb would teach my kids how to hit the toilet when they take a piss. Oh, boy.
That's fantastic.
Doug Gottlieb, what a just a douche.
From the text line, I once helped a kid throw a football in the backyard. That kid came up to be Patrick Mahomes. Signed, yeah. Doug Gottlieb.
Too good. Heard Doug got Drew on the blue chews.
Oh, man. From oh no to oh yes. Oh, that man had a rough night last night. I couldn't have been in my car at a more perfect time.
I know, me too.
He's like, yeah, we're here with Drew Nixon. He's getting the Bengals jersey. You can hear Drew getting booed through the speakers in your car.
It was awesome. Should have been getting booed.
And then
absolutely.
They got, read the room, Drew.
Yeah.
Wear a hoodie. Don't wear a jersey for the Cincinnati. I mean, I love leaning into the heel role. So good for him. Oh, gosh. Doug Gottlieb designed Shador's draft room for him to get drafted.
How sad was that, too? That draft. I mean, like, also, the whole thing.
Come on, right? ESPN. Come on.
The ESPN?
I mean, they just kept going to it and going
That's
to
fair,
it and going to it.
Shador Sanders, you created a room in your
fair
house
point.
With legendary plastered behind you. Like,
who's your Richard of the Week?
Lou Dort. Oh. For Bob. I'll do this for Bob real quick.
Never heard of him.
Who?
Yeah, there we go.
Lou Dort.
Whoa, woo!
The Dortcher Chamber. He put John at last night, injured him. I thought it was a dirty play, went for his hips. I know he was slipping, but I mean, John Morant did a front flip in midair. They were up by 27 points. They would have got that series to 2-1, would have had a chance to tie that series on Saturday in Memphis. And now that series is over and it sucks. And John Morant's going to miss the rest of the playoffs. And who knows how bad this injury is. It looked real rough. Yeah, man, it was, he had the explosion last night for sure. So that'd be mine. Lou Dort's going to win the defensive player of the year, Bob.
Never heard of him.
So, yeah. Thought my mic got faded.
Oh, I'm just not saying anything.
Do you want more Doug Gottlieb?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Doug Gottlieb helped Luke Skywalker stay on target.
You guys get the weekend off, man.
From the 913, Doug Gottlieb helped Uncle Rico throw a football over the mountain.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Doug Gottlieb taught Helen Keller how to say water. The guy makes miracles, man. Doug Gottlieb helped Tiger Woods to learn how to putt.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
He told him to switch from the Scotty Cameron to the ping. God, Doug Gottlieb, man. Just go away.
Maybe Doug should try that with his own trash team.
4-28.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, 4-20. Like, if you're the head coach of a 4-28 team, resign from your radio job and focus on basketball.
Or vice versa.
Or quit your radio or your basketball job and focus on that. But, I mean, this is a guy who thought he should have been the head coach of K-State at least three opportunities, thought he should be the Oklahoma State head coach, finally got an opportunity because everybody's just tired of listening to him, 4-28, and he's going to claim he fixed Caitlin Clark.
From the 816, Doug Gottlieb convinced Michael Jordan to go back to 23.
Hey, Michael, let's not work with this 45, man. You got to go back to 23. Thanks, Doug.